Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast for health coaches, physicians, or any other health professional committed to promoting healthy lifestyle behaviors. My name is Adam Gavarkas, and I'm a research assistant with the Healthy Steps Program Research Team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada, and I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. As regular listeners will know, the Healthy Steps Coaching Program aims to help Canadians move more, sit less, and eat healthier. We chose to focus on these goals because a lack of exercise, sedentary behavior, and a poor diet are the three largest contributors to heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and cancer, which account for nearly 60% of all the deaths in Canada. As researchers and health experts, we now know that the effect of lifestyle behaviors like physical activity are cumulative. The longer an individual has been regularly physically active, the easier it is for them to continue to be physically active and the less risk they have. Conversely, if an adult has been mostly sedentary for their whole life and attempts to become healthier in midlife, it is much more challenging to act against long-standing behavioral habits, and years of sedentary behavior and a poor diet can limit the extent to which current healthy behaviors can reduce the risk of heart disease and other conditions. Because of this cumulative effect, researchers have started to consider the implications of pushing hard to promote healthy lifestyle behaviors in children. The thinking goes that if children can get on the right track in terms of physical activity and healthy eating, then it will be much easier for them to continue these positive behaviors throughout their life and maximize the protective effect of these continuing behaviors against diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and stroke, among others. However, as appealing this line of thinking appears on its face, before making any big decisions related to programming or policy, it is crucially important to verify this theory with scientific study. Many researchers over the past decade or so have provided evidence to suggest that people benefit most when they behave healthily in childhood and then continue throughout adulthood. But a new study by researchers at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, has extended this research by undergoing an intensive, computationally complex study to answer the question: what are the lifelong health and economic effects of promoting physical activity in childhood? To answer this question, the researchers first compiled all of the children included in the National Health and Nutrition Survey, also known as NHANES, that includes a sample of 5,000 adults and children who are representative of the socio-demographic makeup of the larger U.S. population. Each year, respondents of the survey answer demographic, socioeconomic, dietary, and health-related questions that are used to extrapolate the prevalence of major diseases and risk factors for diseases in the entire U.S. population. In this study, the researchers took each and every child included in the 2013 NHANES study and created a matching computer avatar with the same socioeconomic and clinical characteristics. Once all the children had a matching computer avatar, these avatars were run through a computer simulation that proceeded in one-day time steps, with each avatar growing in height based on age and height-adjusted national averages. In each of these simulated days, the researchers set probabilities that each avatar would engage in physical activity. Currently, in the United States, only 32% of children are highly active 25 minutes a day, three times a week. Even less meet the official Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines of 60 minutes of physical activity every day of the week. So for the first computer model, the researchers used the current physical activity levels as the probability, but in the second, third, and fourth models, they assigned a 50%, 75%, and 100% probability of children meeting the CDC weekly physical activity recommendation. Once the computer avatars had reached 18 years of age, the avatars moved in one-year time steps, and changes in the risk and outcome of obesity, stroke, cancer, coronary heart disease, and diabetes were tracked over the lifetime. Along with the occurrence of these conditions, the associated medical and productivity costs of each were also mapped. The results of the study were quite striking. In the model where 32% of children were active 25 minutes a day, three times a week, the model predicted that by 2020, over 8 million youths would be overweight or obese, and throughout their lifetime, 63% would eventually develop at least one major obesity-attributable disease. This translates to almost $3 trillion a year in medical and lost productivity costs. in the model that projected the savings associated with 50% of children meeting the CDC activity guidelines, increases in physical activity levels were associated with savings of $36 billion per year nationally. In the model that projected the savings that would occur if every child in the U.S. met physical activity guidelines, the results were even more striking. Having all children be physically active for 60 minutes every day would reduce overweight and obesity levels by over 50% and would save $120 billion per year. There would also be 700,000 less strokes per year, 800,000 fewer cases of heart disease, 650,000 fewer cases of type 2 diabetes, and 775,000 fewer cases of cancer. It is absolutely clear how this research supports the hypothesis that increasing physical activity levels in childhood has effects that can reverberate throughout people's lives. This line of thinking has motivated our research team to work towards expanding the programs to young adults, adolescents, and children, in addition to the adults and older adults the program already serves. We are working hard on the specific ways in which we can support behavior change in children and adolescents in ways that are different from adults. If you're a health coach, physician, dietitian, or other healthcare professional that works with children, you should definitely consider engaging with them about ways to improve their lifestyle behaviors. Because as this research suggests, it is really never too early. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you'd like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program and how to become a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you'd like to reach out to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter at Healthy Steps or me at Adam Gavarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.